Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. We're holding at the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to explain some dinim of Chakirus. Chakirus is you are hired to be a farmer in somebody's field, as we've seen a thousand times. So as far as so let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Hamakabel Sad Mechavero, a person receives a field Lishanim Mu'atos for a short number of years. That's a very nondescript, vague way of, you know, how short is short? Is 5 years short? So less than 7 years. How do you know?
Rashi.
Good. Less than 7 years, that and the point is, you're going to plant the field during that year, and the guy will give you money for doing that, or whatever will grow in that field, and then you'll give him back the field. Lo Yizra and a Pishtan. When you have that field for a short amount of time to plant, you should not plant Pishtan, because Pishtan, as we've seen a few times, has the ability to weaken the ground. And it's and from the time that you finish planting, it's going to take 7 years just for the field to recover from having grown Pishtan in that field. So you don't want to do that. It's not nice, not fair to do that to the guy whose field you have. The Ein Lo Bekoros Shikma. And you don't get any portion in the beams that grow from the branches from the Shikma trees. That's that once you cut down such a tree, a Shikma tree, the branches don't grow back strongly anymore in less than 7 years. So since you got the field for less than 7 years, you're not entitled to branches that take 7 years to grow. So two things you're not entitled to when you get the field for a very short amount of time. Number one, you're not entitled to grow flax, to plant pishtun. The other thing, you're not entitled to the beams from the Shikma tree. Kibla Hemenu L'sheva Shanim, if you receive the field for 7 years, Shana Rishona Yizra and a Pishtan, then only during the first year can you plant Pishtan. Why only during the first year? Because you have to give it time to recuperate. Exactly. V'yesh lo b'karos Shikma, and only during the first year do you have the rights to the beams of the Shikma, of the Shikma tree. Good, so that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us one basic rule, that it takes 7 years for a field to recover from Pishtan, it takes 7 years for the Koros Shikma to grow, and therefore, if you have a field for any less than 7 years, you're not allowed to do those things. If you have a field for more than 7 years, you have to do it early enough that you give the field time to recuperate. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, the Koros Shikma ain lo, but B'Shevach Shikma yesh lo. This is what we call a diuk. What's a diuk?
An inference.
Very good. But the Mishnah said you don't get to keep the koros of the Shikma because it's not going to be able to recuperate. But B'Shevach Shikma, whatever it grew during the time that you're there, you get that chelek. Meaning if these branches grew another 3 inches while you were there, you get 3 inches of growth. If these, right? I mean, you don't get to take the whole thing, but you can take the value of the shir hashavach. I mean, it doesn't make sense that you would actually cut off 3 inches of a branch. But you would say, well, how much more can I sell a branch that's 3 inches longer for at Home Depot than I could have sold it for if it was 3 inches shorter? And you're entitled to that amount of money because you're taking care of the field. That field is under your control during the time that it added that 3 inches of growth. And that little growth is considered money. It's considered to have value. Rava Amar Afilu B'Shevach Shikma Nami Ein Lo. Rava says, no, you get nothing from the Shikma tree. That's something that you get zero from. So now the Gemara asks on Rava, Meisvei, Hamakabel Sadeh Mechavero V'Giyuz Manalatzeis. If a person receives a field to work on and it comes time to leave that field, Shaman Lo, we make an assessment. So the Gemara says, what does it mean we make an assessment? An assessment of what? My love, Shaman Lo B'Shevach Shikma. What sort of assessment? Doesn't it mean we make an assessment of what? Of whatever improvement the Shikma tree had, right? And therefore, that's a proof that you're entitled to it, right? That you're entitled to the Shevach of the Shikma against Rava, who said you're not entitled to it. Says Gemara Lo, Shaman Lo Yarka Vesilka. No, what we evaluate is the vegetables, the beets, whatever else, other things that grew in that field. Yarka Vesilka, Nakra Vinishkal. Says Gemara, wait, vegetables? Why would you have to assess the value of the vegetables? Let him just take the vegetables. Vegetables you pull out of the ground and just take with you. I mean, if he's entitled to those things, you don't have to make any assessment. Just take them. So, b'dilamata yom adeshuka. Now, the case is that on the day that he has to leave the field, it's not yet a day in the market for selling vegetables, so it's not yet time to pick those vegetables. So you have to assess how much they're worth, and then that's what the Baal HaSada owes this fellow. So proof number one that we tried to have in this Machlokas Abaye and Rava fails, right? It's not a good proof. Again, what was Machlokas Abaye and Rava? Everyone agrees you do not get the shikma beams, but they have a machlokas whether you get the value of the additional shikma growth, right? So Rava said no, Abaye said yes. So far we had one proof to try to prove Rava wrong, that proof failed. So now the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring another raya. Another raya against Rava. Hamakabel sadim mechaver v'igia shviis. What's shviis? Shemitah. A person is supposed to be a choker on the field, and Shemitah year comes. Shamanlo. What does shamanlo mean? We just had it. You have to evaluate. You have to make an assessment. So from the fact that it says shamanlo when Shemitah year comes, sounds like you have to leave the field at that time. Shviis. Mika mafka ara. Wait, why do you have to make an assessment when Shemitah year comes? Does Shemitah year mean that you're no longer the choker on that field? Just because Shemitah year comes, it means that your deal with that field is necessarily over? Now, Ele'ema, what it really means to say is, Hamakabel sadam echaveru v'yigia yovel shamin lo. Not that Shemitah comes, what comes? Yovel. What happens at Yovel? All the fields, all the avadim go free, and all the fields go back to their original owners. Right, that's the pasuk about Yovel can be found in what great American city on a great American landmark? Oh, good trivia.
Jubilee something.
The pasuk about Yovel can be found in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, about like the
on the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Thou shalt declare
Jubilee
liberty to all of its inhabitants. That's why it's the Liberty Bell. They shall declare liberty to all of its inhabitants. What's the liberty that we're talking about to all its inhabitants? That the avadim go free and that the sados go back and the fields go back. So that's shaman lo. So the va'akati yovel mimafka kablanas. But still, wait a second. Does yovel mean that if you used to be a farmer on that field, that you're no longer the farmer in the field? So letzmisa somarachmana. The Torah only tells us that if you bought a field, the field goes back at Yovel. It never tells us that if you are hired to work on a field, that employment is terminated at Yovel. Yeah, we need to change something else about the price also. It's not hamakabel sadeh mechaver, it's halokeach sadeh mechaver. What does lokeach mean? You bought it. Yeah, so if you bought a field and then comes Yovel, then we have to make an assessment. So we see that because the field has to go back. But we have to make an assessment for how much the field improved, and you give that to the lokeach. But it sounds like even if the improvement was only from the shikma trees, while he was there, you would make an assessment of that, which is against Rava, because Rava holds whatever improvement the shikma trees had while you were there do not belong to you. And if you're going to say, no, you're also talking about the vegetables. Silka viarka biyovel hefkeruhu. No, it can't be vegetables, because vegetables during the year of Yovel are hefker. They're hefker. They belong to anybody. So there's no assessment of how much the vegetables improved. Elalav shevach shikma. Must be that we're talking about shikma. And you see clearly, says the Gemara, that Rava is incorrect, that the person is entitled to whatever the shikma tree grew. So says the Gemara, who's going to come defend Rava? We had a machlokas, Abaye and Rava, right? Rava says you're not entitled to any of the growth of the shikma tree. Abaye says, yes, you are. Who's going to defend Rava? We have this bomb kasha on Rava. So who's going to defend Rava? Abaye. Abaye is going to defend Rava. That's what we call integrity. Right? Abaye could have said, so I'm right, Rava's wrong, and then, whatever question he had in his mind, he'll just, bury that. And no, said, Tirgama Abaye aliba de Rava. Abaye came and explained the Braisa according to Rava. Shiny hustle. The case in the Braisa is different. what was the case in the Brisa? You bought a field and Yovel came, so that's where you're entitled to the Shikma growth. The Amar Krak, as the Pasuk says, the Yotza Mimkar Bayis, when the Pasuk talks about Yovel, and we darshan Mimkar Chozer Shevach Eino Chozer, that only a field or a house that was sold goes back during Yovel, but whatever improvements happened in that field or the house do not go back to the original owner, that you get to keep. While I was there, trees grew a little more, that's mine, that I get to keep, that value I get to keep. What do I have to give back when Yovel comes? The house, the field. So it's a special Gzeiros HaKosov specifically by Yovel. It doesn't apply everywhere else. Says Gemara, okay, but V'nigmar Mine, once I know that there's such a din by Yovel, why don't I use Yovel as something to learn from? Meaning, if we have such a din by Yovel, that whatever improvements happen to the field during Yovel, I get to, up until Yovel, I get to keep. So the worker, get to keep. Why don't we say that the same should be true? Whenever you're a worker on the field, that you should get to keep whatever growth of the Shikma tree. Says Gemara, no. Hasam Zvini Ma'al Yehu, Yovel Afkata Demalkahu. The Brisa was talking about you sell a field and comes Yovel. That's an absolute full-fledged sale. And the fact that after I bought the field, the field started producing and started doing good things. So I deserve that. That's mine. You know why? Because I was the owner of that field. Why do I have to give up the field? Because Yovel, Zafkata Demalkahi, Hashem said that you have to give up the field. But anything that happened in that field while I was the owner, it's really mine because I was the real full-fledged owner. But if I'm just a farmer and I'm just a hired hand working on the field, so the improvements that happen in the field may not necessarily be mine. They may not necessarily belong to me. So you understand the difference? How would you summarize this as a main point? No? Looks like everyone's out to lunch today. Come on. Again, we have Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Am I entitled to the growth of the Shikma tree while I'm working in that field, right? Rava said, no. Why am I entitled to the growth of a Shikma tree when I bought it before Yovel? Even though I'm giving it back at Yovel, I only owned this field for the last 5 years. Now I'm giving it back at Yovel. Why am I entitled to that? Because for the last 5 years, I was the real owner of this field. I actually own this field. The fact that I have to give back, that's Hashem's rule, that I have to give, but I was the real owner. I wasn't just a hired hand. I wasn't just working here. I was the real, genuine owner of this field. The next piece we'll save for next time. We'll stop it there.